Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Amen. Thankful for the opportunity to be here this evening. Thankful for the unction that God's given me tonight. I told him this morning when I went to over to Meadowbrook that I didn't really understand why the Lord sends us what he sends us and when he sends it to us, but all I can do is just trust and he knows what he's doing. And I feel that this is what he'd have us to do this evening. Maybe a little different as we start out, but that's okay. The world tells us we're different anyways, right? So again, got your Bibles, turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Very familiar scripture to most of you. I'll give you just a second to get there before we get into anything. We'll start reading there in verse 1. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch unto these things, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. Lord, we thank you for the day that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, just to be in your house, Lord. Lord, I pray, and Lord, you just move in the service tonight, Lord. You know our heart, Lord. Lord, I acknowledge, Lord, there's nothing, Lord, that I can do, Lord, without your Holy Spirit guiding, directing us here this evening, Lord. Lord, I pray you just make our hearts ready to receive, Lord, the things that you have for us here tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. It's in your name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
As I begin praying and asking the Lord how he'd have us to go, when Brother Tommy asked us if we'd be ready to stand, I began praying there Friday morning, and I woke up, or Saturday morning, I take that back. Saturday morning, I keep this little notebook by my bed, just that way when the Lord gives me a thought, I can write it down. I do that because at one time, he woke me up in the middle of the night, and I didn't write it down, and I thought, well, that's a good man, that'll preach, and you know, I've never remembered what that was. Yeah. So I keep something there now that if he wakes me up and wants me to write it down, I can write it down. So I grabbed my little book and I began praying. I said, Lord, what did you have for us? What do you want me to share? What do you want me to see? Where do you want me to go to? And I guess it'd been so important that I'd wrote it down in this little book twice. And I'd come across it two different times and it just kept sticking out to me. And I was thinking here about verse 7. It says, I've fought a good fight and I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Yeah. And again, so what I want to kind of look at this evening is it's easy to quit, right? It's easy to walk away. Yeah. It's easy to do the things that the world tells you to do. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want what the world has.
Yeah.
I don't want to quit. I don't want to give up. But what I want is I want strength to fight a little harder. I want strength to fight a little tougher, to do a little bit more for God. And I begin looking at the scripture and I begin thinking about those things. And I read that there in the first part. And this is oftentimes what we're heard when we're in ordinations and somebody's getting the charge to preach. And it says, I charge you therefore by God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, to preach the word, to be instant, in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke with all longsuffering. Those things are what we as the pastors and we as the preachers, that we look at those things and that's what we're supposed to do, right? Hey, but I'll go a little bit further. That's what he expects you as a lay member to do as well. Again, you may not stand behind the pulpit. You may not open your Bible back here. But you as a Christian, you have a responsibility to Jesus Christ to preach the word to everybody you come in contact with. And it means you be instant in season and out of season as well. Not just, you can't just put that off on Steve or on Tommy or on myself. There's times where we all must be instant. We all must be willing to do those things. Again, and I'll just be honest with you. I need help sometimes.
Yeah.
I need help. I find myself oftentimes in the place where the enemy has just surrounded me and he's just wrecked my mind. And the first thought that he gives me, Steve, is why don't you just quit?
Yeah.
You didn't have these problems when you were living for me.
Yeah.
You didn't have these situations going on when you were just out drinking and doing all those things all the time. You didn't have to worry about that. Why don't you just go back? Why don't you just go back to doing what you used to do? You know what? And there's been times, I ain't going to lie to you, there's been times where I have contemplated listening to him and going back to the world, because it's easy. Yeah. Right? It's easy to live for the world. It's easy. And now again, you may disagree with me in a little bit, but again, if you've been truly been saved, again, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but there's something inside of there that won't just let you quit for long. You may walk away, and that gets harder to do. But I also find that the more that I crucify the flesh, and the more that I do the things that I want to do, the easier it is for me to do the things that I want to do than it is for the things that Christ would have me to do. The more that I'm disobedient, the more that I don't listen, the more that I do what I want to do, Greg, the easier it becomes for me to do what I want to do. Right, see again, and that's what's easy, right? It's easy. I was reminded as I was sitting right there. I hadn't thought about this till tonight. I was sitting right there. I remember when I first announced my call to preach, and I was on fire for him, and I was preaching for him, and then something got in my head, Steve. And he said, "Were you sure? Are you sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do? Are you sure that you're really called to preach?" He said, "Maybe you just called to be a teacher. Maybe you just called to..." And you know what I did? I found myself listening. Yep. I found myself giving place to the enemy and listening to what he said. So what did I do? Instead of running to God, I listened to the enemy. Yep. And I sat down for over a year. Yep. Sit down. Service after service, I find myself hitting an altar saying, "Lord, I don't know what's going on. I don't know." See, I never got out of church. I never stopped going to church. But I was not doing what God had me to do. And if I'm not doing, it don't matter if you sit on the front bench. It don't matter if you sit on, if you come to, if you're not willing to do what God's asked you to do. You can do it every service and all the time, and it ain't going to matter. Because you got to do what he's asked you to do. And I never will forget Brother Danny Gregory. I guess it finally one day he just had enough. Because it went for like months I was hitting the altar every service. Yeah. And he didn't tell me that I was called to preach. He didn't tell me anything of that nature. Yeah. But we know how Danny is. He got up one morning and I was on the altar, and he fell down beside me on his knees on the altar. Yeah. Threw that arm around and he said, "Son," he said, "you can come to the altar every Sunday." He said, "but until you accept what God's telling you to do," he said, "it ain't going to do you a bit of good." Right. See, again, he didn't know the battles that I was facing. He didn't know the things that was going on there. And he looked at me and said, "Do you know?" This is Danny. He said, "Do you know what he's asking you to do?" And I knew all along what he was asking me to do was to stand and to preach his word. See, I hear people tell the stories about how it's hard for them to heed to the call when God has so called them to preach. See, and I was a little different. I didn't have that struggle in the first place because I was asking God to do something for me. And I was willing to serve him. I was willing to give him everything that I had. But then he gave me what I needed and what I wanted. Yeah. And then I started listening to the enemy. And he's like, "Maybe you don't need it no more. You got what you wanted. Now I want you to stop a little bit." See, that don't work that way with God. Hey, when God calls you, he don't make a mistake. When God calls you to preach, he ain't going to take you back out of it. Again, and those things are easy, right? It's easy. It was easy for me to walk away. And I'm not saying that lightly, so don't take me lightly. But it was. It was easy for me to listen to the enemy and say, "You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I made a mistake. I've got a past that people look at anyways. Hey, maybe it's just easier for me just to sit down." But you know what I found in that whole time while I was sitting? I was miserable. Yeah. My whole life was miserable. My fellowship with Christ was miserable. Why? Even though that I was coming and sitting in church, I was not doing what it had me to do. So I found him again this weekend, Friday I guess it was, the enemy just punched me right in the mouth and do the same thing. He said, "Why don't you just quit? But why don't you just call Brian and tell him you can't come Sunday morning? You got this going on and you got that going on. Just tell Tommy you can't stand Sunday night." And again, I find myself entertaining those things. Yeah. See, but God's brought me far enough now to where I understand what he's doing. I understand that the tactics tactics of the enemy. And I understand that. That's what I started praying. I said, Lord, you just strengthen me. I don't know what you got. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. But I'm trusting that you're going to pull me through it. I'm trusting that you can help me in those situations. See, I don't want out of the battle, Greg. He's been too good to me. He's helped me so much. He's put me so far. He's brought me from places that only God himself can bring me from. I don't want out of the fight. I just want strength to stand. I just want to be able to stand a little bolder and talk a little louder and do a little bit more for Jesus Christ. Now again, I'll be the first to tell you I fell at that miserably most of the time. We was preaching on Stephen this morning on how boldly he stood before those that were enemies of God and preached to them the gospel, and knowing that it could very well cost him his life, and it did cost him his life, but he didn't back down. He didn't back up. He wasn't concerned about his life. He was concerned about people hearing about Jesus Christ. Boy, Lord, get me to the place where that's what I am concerned about. It ain't about the struggles. It ain't about the troubles. It ain't about the money. It ain't about the job. Hey, all that it is about is about Jesus Christ. That's where I think we as Christian people need to get to. Hey, you said it. We've said it here. There's enough of us that have tucked tail. There's enough of us that are sitting at home. And again, I'm not saying that negatively, because it could be me tomorrow, right? It could be me. The enemy could get in there. Hey, but there's enough in that number there that has just tucked tail and went home. And you know what they're needing? They're needing you, and they're needing me not to tuck tail and not to give up, not to run. Hey, they're needing. I've heard Brother Greg's testimony of how years he walked away from the Lord, and every time he'd see a godly man or a godly woman, that the conviction of the Holy Ghost would come down upon his heart. Hey, that's what we need those people to see. We need those people to get to a place where they see the preacher coming and their conviction. Hey, not because it's Tommy coming, but because the Holy Ghost is down inside of the conviction. That you're not doing that you're supposed to be doing. That's what we need. We need the conviction and the strength of the Holy Ghost upon us when we walk into places that people say, boy, here that old preacher comes again. Here that old guy comes again. It's going to tell me about Jesus. Now, I'm not telling you got to go about and beat everybody over the head and drag them to church. That's not what I'm telling you. But if you'll love them and you'll show them Christ, hey, football will start rolling up hills, won't they? Things will start happening and God will start getting attention.
Amen.
And if they're truly saved, I believe they'll be back.
Amen.
But again, it's easy, right? It's easy. It's easy for me to say that to you good people. You're the ones that are here on Sunday morning. You're here on Sunday night. You're here on Wednesdays. You're in the fight. You're doing those things. Hey, but don't be naive to think that the enemy's not going to come to you and tell you that Alfred, you might as well just quit. You don't feel like coming. You don't feel like doing. Again, because it's what he's going to do. It's what he's good at.
Amen.
I heard it preached one time, and I don't remember who it was, but said, I thought that the older I got, that the easier the walk with Christ would be. And then he said, then I was assured by an older saint of God. He said, the hot, steamy breath of the enemy will be on the doorknob when you open the door to walk into heaven. That's how long he's coming for you. He ain't taking a break. He ain't giving up. Just because you're saved, just because you come to church, just because you sing songs, just because you preach his word, he ain't going to give up. He's going to keep coming at you. Probably harder and harder and harder. And if we don't have strength, if we're not reading our word, if we're not spending time in prayer, if we're not fellowshipping with him, we're going to be one in that number that's walked away.
Amen.
And I don't want to be one in that number, right? I've done it. I've done it. I walked away in a different sense. But I didn't, like I said, I didn't walk out of church. I still sat there Sunday after Sunday. But I wasn't doing what he asked me to do. James chapter 4 and verse 17 says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If he's asked me to do something and I'm unwilling to do that, It's sin. Amen. And in order for me to be back in His good graces, I've got to repent of that and make things right with Him.
That's right. Amen.
Not on my terms, right? Not on the ways that I want to. See, that's how oftentimes we get in those shapes is we think, well, I'll do this my way. I'll serve Him my way and how I want to. Don't work that way. Don't work that way.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24, it says, know ye not that they which run a race, all but one receiveth the prize, so run that they may obtain. And every man that striveth for masteries is temperate in all things. Now they that do it obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run not as uncertainly, so fight, and I not as one that breatheth the air, but I keep my body under my body and bring it under subjection, at least that by any means, when I have preached to the others, that I should find my that I myself should be a castaway. Lord, help me not to do this just to boast on me. Help me not to do this just to boast on what I'm accomplishing, on what I'm doing. Because again, we start getting in that and you'll see me fall and you'll see it won't do no good. But if we'll run this race and we'll put Christ at the head of everything and we'll just keep pushing forward and keep going for Him, hey, things are going to happen. I told the Lord this week, and you may think I'm crazy, but we preached that Sweet Things from Dark Places 2 months ago, I guess, or whatever it was. And you know what I keep finding? I keep finding myself in dark places. And I told the Lord Friday or Saturday, I said, Lord, I'm sick and tired of the dark. I'm sick and tired of going through these things. I'm tired of this. But then he real quickly changed my mind. And he said, I just need some strength to stand. Lord, I understand what you're doing. I see the things that you're doing all around me. Hey, even if it was just for the one soul that was saved.
Yep.
Right? Even if it was just for that, it would be worth every bit of that.
Amen.
So again, Lord, help me in my mumbling. Help me in my complaining. Just give me strength to know that, hey, no, whatever comes my way, if it kills me, then I'm going home anyway.
Amen.
But again, I'm just being honest with you. I just want to be transparent because, again, I was there this week. I found myself there again. And it seems like I just keep finding myself there. And it's just like darkness, darkness. But then, it's like I shared with you. Every once in a while, the clouds will open up and it'll just start raining. And He'll just bless my socks off. He'll let me feel His Spirit. And it's just enough. Right, to get me through till the next time. I've experienced it enough that when I get that little bit, when I get that help, that I know when the darkness comes tomorrow, that if I can just make it back one more time, He's going to do it again. And He'll do it again. And He'll do it again. See, I don't find those things out when I quit. I don't find those things out when I listen to the enemy and I walk away. But what I find out is when I push in, when it gets hard. When I push in when it's troublesome. When I push in when I don't know what's going to happen. He's always been faithful. He ain't lost a battle. He ain't messed up one thing. He knows just exactly what He's doing. I come across a thing years ago and it stuck with me. It said the Christians that have the most bruises are those that God can use the most. And I begin thinking about that, right? What does that mean? Christians that have the most bruises are the ones that God can use the most. Because they've been held to the fire. They've been through some battles. They've been knocked down a time or two. They've had a couple bloody noses. They've had to pick themselves up and drag themselves and stand back up. But when they find out, God has been faithful there to them. And He's helped them. So when they're bruised and they're battered, they're standing there holding that bloodstained banner of Jesus, knowing that He is not going to fail them, that He's not going to let them down.
Amen.
We don't get that, right? If it's everything's rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah.
If everything's good, if everything was to go right in my life, if everything was to go 100% the way that I prayed for it every single day, what use would I have of God?
Because
when things are going good, Valerie, I find myself praying less and asking for less. But boy, when something bad happens, or when the enemy attacks my mind, or when he says, well, why don't you just quit? I find myself constantly saying, God, I need help. I need help again. Here I am again. I need help once again, Lord. And you know what? Hey, it's not his desire to let me walk away. It's his desire that I will strengthen myself, that I will grow stronger, that you will grow stronger, that we as a church will grow stronger, that we will put away the things that hinder us. And I jotted just a few of those down. What does hinder us? Right? Laziness, pride, arrogance. You can read just in different places of all these things that are detrimental to the Christian walk. And boy, the flesh loves every one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't lying to you. It loves those things. It loves for me to get angry. Because again, those things are there, right? Those are already there in my spirit. They're already there in my flesh. And the enemy knows just exactly how to take that that's already there and flip it on its top.
Yep.
He knows. Yeah. He knows me probably as well as I know me. He knows what it takes. He knows what my triggers are.
Yeah.
And if you say, well, that's just not fighting fair, that's how he fights.
That's right.
Right? That's he don't fight fair. He's coming to the fight with a pair of brass knuckles and a baseball bat. Yeah. He ain't walking up and going hand to hand with you. He's doing anything he can do to get an advantage.
Right.
And he knows what our disadvantages are.
Yeah.
This body is always in combat. Oh, there's not a day off. There's not a minute off. There's not a second off. It's always in combat. Do you know? You know what this is? My enemy. Now that lives on the inside, that's not the enemy. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying there. But this that I get up every morning and I take care of it and I feed it and I brush its teeth and I dress it, that's what causes me problems.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me from serving God.
Amen.
That's what listens to the things and say, boy, well, you sure didn't deserve that today. Boy, that's not a very good God to do those things to you. Say again, and the flesh, if I'm not careful, it'll go, yep, that's right. That's right. You didn't deserve that. You deserve better than that. You're going to church. You're trying and all these things. Again, that's what he's going to do.
Yeah. Liar. That's right.
I must keep this battered and bruised and under subjection every single day. The moment that it was mentioned this morning and I thought of you when I said it, I think, I can't keep myself for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If I was to walk away from it, it wouldn't take that. It'd probably take 2 or 3 seconds at the most. And here I done run back off into the world.
Yeah.
But that's what's easy, right? That's what's easy to do. When somebody makes you mad, when somebody hurts your feelings, it's easy just to puff up and say, you know what? I ain't going around that bunch of hypocrites no more.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah.
I'm being honest with you, right? Because that's what's easy. But what's hard is what you agree to when you join this church.
Yeah.
So when you find things going on, you go to each other in brotherly love.
Yeah.
And what Matthew chapter 18, in the accordance of the scriptures that God has laid out for us, how we reconcile ourselves to one another.
Amen.
That's hard, right? That's a hard thing to do.
Yep.
I never will forget, we was at work. This past year, I guess it was, and I had a guy I work with just get out flat out mad. And I'll just be honest with you, I didn't do a thing. I didn't do nothing, but he was mad at me, wouldn't talk to me, wouldn't have nothing to do with me. And I'm sitting there at break on my table on break, and the Lord said, you know what the Word says? That if you think your brother has a fault against you, or an ought against you, go to him. And you know what fleshly I did? I puffed up and said, well, Lord, I didn't do nothing to him.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to him and apologize. I didn't do a thing wrong. And I sat there and I fought with the Lord almost all break. But you know who won?
Yeah.
The Lord. So I got up and I walked over and I said, brother, I said, I don't know if I done something or if I hurt your feelings. Or he said, just go away. I don't want to talk to you. I said, okay. So I said, okay, Lord, that's good enough. I did what you wanted me to do, right? And this lasted for about a week or so. The Lord said, why don't you go do it again? I said, Lord, I done tried. I done tried to reconcile things. I done tried to make things right.
Yep.
So again, I lost again, Steve. And there I go back again. And I say, look, brother. He said, no, I don't want to talk to you. I said, no, you're going to listen to me. I said, the Lord done told me to come talk to you. I said, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to forgive me. I said, but I'm going to tell you that if I did something to offend you, I apologize. And I said, other than that, you can take it up with the Lord. And I walked away.
Yeah. Amen.
And you know what? I found out about a week later, everything was hunky-dory again. Yeah. Everything was fine. See, but if I was unwilling to do that, would that relationship ever have been restored? Now, this is a guy that claims that he's saved. But his talk don't match his walk. But if he had an ought against me, or I thought that he had one against me, he knows I'm a preacher. He knows the how I stand and what I live. But if I was unwilling to make things right with him, that could have hurt this place. That could have hurt the witness of this church. Now again, I'm not telling you that to boast on myself. I told you, it took the Lord making me to do it before I was willing to do it, right? I wish it wasn't that way. I wish I was just willing to stand and do what he said to do the first time he said to do it. And that's what I'm asking him for, right? That's what I'm saying. When I need strength to fight, however that he wants to give me strength, that's how I want it. Whatever battle he's got me for, that's what I want to be in. Now again, the flesh says, boy, you shouldn't say stuff like that. You're going to be in a battle tomorrow. And if that's the case,
either way.
I will serve the Lord. Because he's been too good to me.
Amen.
He's brought me so far. He's done so many things for me. He's helped me. Hebrews chapter 1 says, hey, it's time that we lay aside every weight, every stain, everything that hinders us from running the race. Whatever that it may be. Hey, again, there's things that we're going to have to lay down probably that we may not want to lay down. I've told you that. I'm an avid football fan. I love it with all my something that I've from this big. I've loved it. More specifically, Tennessee football. You know how many games I've watched this year?
None.
You know why? Because this gets in the way. This starts getting angry. This starts getting mad. And it starts conflicting with things that God. And I find myself just all distraught. And the Lord finally said, what's it going to matter? What's it going to matter if they win every ball game or if they lose every one? Do you think there's just a place in heaven where you ball fans are going to gather? He said, no, it's not going to matter. So I take that as until I can figure out how that I can watch football joyfully and give God the glory in it, that I ain't allowed to watch them. I know that's funny, right? And I get it. But it was something that I grew up with my papa doing. It was something that every Saturday we set aside time to do. And what I found out, Tommy, that it was detrimental to my walk with the Lord.
Render under subjection.
And so I had to quit.
Amen.
Now again, I'd be lying to you if I told you that I don't every now and then check highlights or I don't check scores and I don't know. I know what's going on most of the time. You can ask her. We'll be laying in bed getting ready to go to bed. And I say, well, we're losing again. Better put it up. Because I know what my triggers are, right? And I know I use that as an example, but that is something as small as that.
Yep.
As small as that. That the enemy can use. Take me away from God.
Yep.
And if it's something, no matter how much that I love,
that's right.
If it's something that takes me away from God, I need to let it go.
Amen.
As I was praying again this weekend, I said Friday just in a mess and trying to figure out where the Lord would have me and what he wanted from me. And I was reminded of that song we had, what, 3 or 4 years ago, I guess it was, that... the youth retreat. And I wrote this part down in the back of my Bible because it spoke to me when we had that song. I said, shine a light on every corner of your life until the pride and lust and lies are out in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken.
Yeah.
There's things sometimes that I allow on my stage that has no business being there. And they're cluttering the area and they're making it harder for me to worship. And it's time that we clear those things out, that we get those things by, off from it, off from the stage. And we just expose ourselves just exactly how God knows that we are. He knows my faults. He knows my failures. He knows what I'm going to mess up tomorrow. And yet He loves me anyways. And He still wants me to serve Him. I don't want to be like they was over and I said, you did run well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want to did run well.
Yeah.
I want to keep running well.
Yeah, right.
Now, you know, I'm not telling you that I am. But that's the farthest thing I'm telling you because I feel like I'm not. But I don't want my kids or your kids one day to look down the road and say, boy, I remember when he was on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when he didn't miss church.
Yeah.
I remember when he was preaching. Well, look at him now.
Yep.
He did run well. I don't want to get there.
Yeah.
And right, we can get there.
Yeah, that's right.
All it takes is the enemy to say one thing, to get our feelings hurt, and we run right back to the things of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why this right here is important. That's why this is necessary. That's why picking your Bible up on Monday, on Tuesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday. Hey, I know we pick it up when we're in here. But those days that we're not here, that's why it's important. To make sure you can combat those things that the enemy throws before us. He even gives us instruction. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In order for me to fight, I got to stand up, suit up, and get ready to go to battle
every
single day.
Every day.
Must be a choice that I make. It can't be something that as soon as I take a day off, He'll find the exposure in my armor.
Yeah.
Hey, He knows when I got it on. He knows if there's a little spot where He can creep in. God said, if I'll put it on and I'll fight the fight. I want to be like Paul is there at the last of this, where he says, for I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. I want to fight a good fight. I want to keep the faith. I want to finish my course.
Amen. Amen.
And I like the next part. I like the part of the crowns and those things that But ultimately, I want to hear those words when I walk in.
Amen.
Well done, my good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Just a few things. Just a few things. I want to be found faithful in those few things that when I walk in, I do want crowns to throw at His feet. But I want to run a good race.
Yeah.
I want to fight a good fight.
Amen.
And I thank you in this place. Hey, there's some of you that I know you want to fight a good fight. I've seen your fight. I've seen the battles. I'm seeing the things that's going on. And you keep coming back, right? You keep standing. You keep coming when it's hard, when the easy thing to do would be walk away. If I see it, He sees it. And it don't matter what I see. It don't matter what I think. All that matters is what He knows. Hey, He knows. He knows when I hurt. He knows when I don't feel like being here. He knows when my mind may be out in left field. But yet He loves me anyways.
Yes.
And there's times, hey, I'll be honest, there's been times where I've sat right there and my mind be out in left field and He reeled me back in and He let me experience His goodness and His mercy and His Holy Spirit just flood my soul. Even though that I was way out in left field 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
He deserves my very best.
Amen. Sure does.
And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes my very best ain't very good. But it should not stop me.
Nope.
To doing the very best that I can.
Amen.
Those that exercise and those that work out and get big muscles and they do those don't just come overnight, right?
Yeah, right.
Those that run those marathons, they're not just... Lord forbid, if I was to go sign up for a marathon tomorrow and decide that I was going to run one this weekend, you'd probably be visiting me in the hospital.
Because yep.
I ain't going to make it very far because I ain't done no training.
Yep, that's right.
I ain't put in the work. I ain't put in the time. I ain't put in the effort.
That's right.
Hey, that's the way it is with our walk with God. Hey, you got to work. You got to pray. You got to fast. You got to read your Bible. Those things that He tells us that we need to do. We need to find ourselves doing those things. So when the battle comes, we may be strong enough to endure those things. But I ain't going to endure it if I don't read His Word. If I don't come to church. If I just live for Him on Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I ain't going to be very strong. I'm going to be like me running a marathon.
Yep.
We ain't going to get very far. And I know that's funny, right? But it's the truth. We expect God to come in here and bless our socks off, and we ain't make preparation all week long. Now again, I just say He's good, and He does that. But Lord, think of what He would do if we come in prepared. If we come in sold out and ready to worship.
Help us.
Well, that sinner or that backsliding one that may be in a congregation, they may get right. But oftentimes, we got to get right first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I got to get right first. I won't say you. You're probably better than I am. I want to fight a good fight.
Amen.
And I don't want out, Steve. Even though the enemy looks at me and says, boy, it'd be easier. And again, I'm telling you, I lived an easy life when I was lost. I was able to go out and do all the things that I wanted to do. And oftentimes, he throws that at me.
Yeah.
He say, well, you mean, I'm being honest with you. He throws that at me and says, boy, you sure did enjoy that. You sure did like that. Well, you didn't have that struggle. You didn't have to worry about that. And I would be lying to you if I never thought, boy, you're right. You're right. But then the Holy Ghost walks in and says, but you'd still be lost. And you'd still be headed for hell. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord knoweth how to deliver them out of them all. Out of all of them. He knows.
Amen.
Or He knows what I need. He knows when I need it and how I need it.
Amen.
He knows my heart tonight as I stand here. And whether I'm trying my best to be honest with you. And He knows whether I mean what I'm telling you tonight or not. I want to think that I mean it, right? I want to think that I want to fight a good fight, that I want to finish my course. But He really knows. He really knows Tommy. He really knows Greg and Larry. He really knows what the intent of their heart is. If it really is
Amen.
To worship Him, if it really is to serve Him.
Amen.
Say, well, boy, we just keep trouble after trouble, trial after trial. All I can tell you is just keep standing. Just keep pushing. Keep doing. Because again, He's got something for us to do. Hey, I'm praying for revival.
Yeah,
right. And I don't care if I'm in it or whatever. And more specifically, I'm praying for revival right here.
That's right. Amen.
I'm a member of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I want to see, and don't misunderstand me, I want to see nationwide revival and I want to see things happen. And I hope it happens at Harmony and I hope it happens at 6 Mile and I hope it happens at Members Cove and everywhere. But I'm praying for it to happen right here.
Me too.
Because this is where God has grounded me for the time being. This is where He's put me for the time being. And I want to see this place just absolutely on fire for God. And I think that we are in some senses, right? You can't convince me otherwise. When you come in here on Sunday morning and Sunday school hour and the Holy Ghost just starts moving across the place. I believe He's here. And I believe He's starting a work here. But we can't be content. Just because it's here this Sunday and it may not be. Hey, I want it to be something that's here on Sunday morning, on Sunday night, on Wednesday. Hey, even when I'm not here, even when I'm out somewhere else, I want to come back on Sunday night and I want to hear about what God done. Because this is the place, right here, this is the place where I get my help. Other than from God, right? This is a place where I can come in and I've had people love on me. I've had people encourage me. People strengthen me. People take me in and say, hey, just keep going. Don't give up. I know things are hard. So I want to be one that when your time comes, that I can stand and I can do the same thing for you. Lord, strengthen us for the battle that's at hand. Because we're in a battle like we've never been in before. There's things going on all around us every single day that I've never seen, that I've never witnessed, and that I never heard about, but they're there. And it's not a surprise to God, right? It's not surprising Him that all these things are going on in churches, that all these things are going on in the school system. It's not a surprise to Him at all. He knows about it. But what I do find, He's always had somebody willing to stand. He's always had somebody willing to do the work. Isaiah said, here I am, Lord. Send me. Lord, whatever it is, here I am. Send me. Help me to fight the good fight. Help me not to lay it down. Help me not to get weary. Help me in those times where I lose strength. Just to keep coming back. Because I know He'll supply the need. I know He'll supply just exactly what we need. Brother Tommy, come on. I'm done.